It's time for cross-exam. We do cross-exam every Tuesday on WNIC. Allison, how does it work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining. You can play along in the car when you get to work with your coworkers, at the dinner table with your family, or while you're crying about the snow.
Yeah, which wasn't too bad. Would you rather be the life of the party or a good conversationalist? Could just be one. What would you rather be? I think I'd rather be a good conversationalist. I'm okay with going to the party and sitting off to the side and watching other people. I don't need to be the life of the party. I like to watch the party. I don't need to be the life of it. So I would rather be a good conversationalist. That's mine, Allison.
Mm. Well, as someone who tends to be both.
No, yeah, I heard you're a real riot on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, people couldn't get enough of me. I also do not care about when I was like, you know, back in the heyday of like being at parties, I tended to, you know, maybe kind of, you know, become that.
Yeah.
Like the center of stuff. But not because I wanted to or care to. I really don't.
Some people are really just born that way, though, or like they're built like that, where they are the life of the party and they don't do anything on purpose.
Right. Yeah. But there's a lot of energy involved in that, trying to work the room and keep a lot of different. So I would much rather be able to talk about anything to anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I feel the same. What about you, Chels?
I always want someone to walk away with from me with a good experience. So I think that you're smiling because you never, it rarely happens to you.
No, that's good. That's a good thing to say.
But I would rather someone walk away with, wow, that was a really good conversation with her, rather than, oh my gosh, she is just so fun. Because I think in the conversation, you're going to realize that I'm fun.
Yeah, and at the party, there's always a life of the party, and that's great at the party. But then, you know, you go on to your regular life every day. You know, it's not like, oh, I wish we could party again in 2 days. Next question. Would you rather, this one really, I love this one. Would you rather log roll yourself down a hill or leapfrog over a fire hydrant for an entire day? Well, this is an easy one for me. I'm log rolling.
It's an easy one for all of us.
I'm log rolling down the
hill. I was going to say, do you realize one takes no effort and one takes crazy effort?
We just see Allison rolling down the hill all day long.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did I misinterpret this? When you say log roll yourself down a hill.
Just roll.
Is that just rolling or just rolling. On a log?
No, just rolling like rolling. A log.
Yeah, roll. Yeah, I'll roll. Yeah, of course.
So basically what you just asked is, would you rather take a nap on the couch or do 17,000 jumping jacks?
Right, right, right. Yeah, I'm log rolling. Allison,
somebody pick fire hydrant.
I think Allison's log rolling too.
Log rolling.
There she goes. I'm tempted to pick fire hydrant, but I don't know if I'd be able to get my legs over
fire
so easily
hydrant.
Anymore.
You can't walk on the sidewalk normally anymore.
That is true.
I lost my footing.
I did lose my footing, and you should have seen the bruise that came with that.
Last one.
Oh, I'll log roll.
You're log rolling. Of course you are. Last one. Would you rather eat dinner with your online stalker or your ex-boss?
Oh, can we pick which ex-boss?
No.
I think it has to be like a bad.
It has to be the bad
ex-boss.
One.
To compare to the bad
online stalker.
Now,
am I allowed to jam forks into any orifices?
No, I'm telling. I don't like the idea of online stalker, and I'm gonna have a dinner with my ex boss. I have someone in mind, and I'm not thrilled about it, but I'd do it. I would do it over sitting with a stalker. I don't think you should ever give a stalker more information than they're already getting off social media.
Well, it's the online stalker, so yeah. I don't imagine the eating, unless you have your address on your wall behind you. I'm assuming that the eating dinner part, they're going to get more of your attention, But I don't see a time in life mm-hmm. where I am ever mm-hmm. in the same room with any of those ex-bosses.
Right, right.
From a previous incarnation.
Oh,
so,
you screw it. We all bet against that. We didn't think that was going to happen.
So stalk away. Let's have dinner.
Hello, Harold. I just got here, but you already know that. Chelsea?
Well, I don't have a bad relationship with any of my previous bosses, so I guess I'm going to go with that, unless...
I heard they tried to oust you at Carvel once, no?
Listen, I was there from start to finish. It's mm-hmm. not my fault that the business had to close down.
That's not your fault.
It's not.
So you're going with the stalker?
No, she's got...
No, I'm going with an ex-boss, unless the stalker ends up being like Joe from the TV show You.
Oh,
on Netflix.
Right.
I wouldn't mind having lunch with him.
There you go. Be stalked by Joe.
He doesn't kill me.
There you go. There is your cross-exam on 100.3 WNIC.